delicious.
Thanks for putting up with brain damage and indeed listening to it. I'm David M. Green, and my purpose on this earth is to fulfill my mandate to acquire answers to the question given to me via fax by God himself. Allegedly. Or maybe it was a dog. Always getting the D and the G mixed up. Still, a facsimile operating dog is quite remarkable. Hey, what's in your basement?
Box.
But we're really not very good at this segment, so when I ask my fellow radio hosts what wild and wacky entity matter they've found lying around in their basement, they can also show and tell objects they found lying around in their attic, cellar, den, closet, or tonight for the first time, their glove box. So Nathan Sharrett, we'll start with you this evening, and I hope you haven't smuggled in your hooker bent pet wolf again.
Oh, good.
But tell us, what's in your basement, attic, cellar, den, closet, or glove box?
Well, I had a look in my car glove box, and in addition to finding some gloves, how about that? I also found a brick, a screwdriver, a balaclava with holes. Holes in it. Can you imagine? I think they were for the eyes and the mouth.
No ear holes?
No ear holes. Well, there are some holes. Anyway, I also found this little baby.
Oh, good God. God.
Nathan, that's a firearm. A loaded firearm.
Yeah.
I think it grazed my left testicle.
Okay, Nate, just... why don't you just put the gun down, all right?
No problemo.
Okay, all right. Moving on right along to Nick. Nick Godfrey.
Hello.
Hi, Nick. What's in your basement? Or your attic, or cellar, or den, or closet, or... This is getting long, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or glove box.
Oh, funny you should mention that, because there are a lot of options. And believe it or not, I actually don't have any of them.
You don't even have a glove box?
Not even a glove box.
Where do you keep your street directory when you're not using it?
Right here in my pocket.
Nick Godfrey, your ingenuity never ceases to amaze me. Well, how about I reveal what I brought in this evening?
Please do.
Okay, right. Okay, well, this is pretty out there, pretty a bit new age. When I was in Los Angeles back in 2005, I actually bought a jar of Los Angeles air. Air in a jar. And as you can see, there is a nice label that says Los Angeles, and the year 2005 is written there as well. How about that?
Hmm.
That's what I brought in.
Well, yeah, that's very interesting. But why are you actually driving around with a jar of Los Angeles air in your glove box?
Well, you know, in case I want to poison someone. It's pretty smoggy and quite lethal, I'm told. Or at least that's what the zebra skin tuxedo wearing African American on stilts who sold it to me said.
Hey, psycho.
Speaking of whom, Maddie B.
Hey!
The fourth member of the group. Maddie B, what's in your basement? Attic, cellar, den, closet, or glove box?
I would feel like a fourth wheel.
Well, that adds stability.
Dodecahedron.
I don't know what that means. But
okay, I've got a treat for you in terms of my glove box.
Love your treats.
It's not another deceased lady of the night, if you will, is it, Matt?
It better not be.
No, you guys, you stereotype me on this. Just because we've had a few issues in the past, I think it's time you trust me, okay?
Why are you talking like that?
Well, because it's kind of similar, all right? Okay. Look, I brought in this photograph that I found in my glove box.
Oh, that's a photo of you, naked, standing next to a dead hooker.
But that's not all, chicken. Look, it's a flip book. Look.
Oh, gross!
Oh, Matty B, that's disgusting. In fact, I've got a good mind to take the law into my own hands here.
Nathan, no!
Oops.
The Los Angeles here!
I can't breathe properly.
Box.